Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Strap in and turn up the volume. You're about to dive into Can We Help You, the podcast that hits like a power chord and flows like a killer solo. I'm Franco, your frontman, with Sash shredding on the lead guitar and Jax keeping us in rhythm on drums. We're here to rock your world with answers to your most pressing questions, sharing stories as legendary as classic vinyl. Let's kick off this jam session.
Oh, wow. Franco, the frontman, hey? You've given yourself a promotion in that intro.
I had to. I'm so sorry for everyone that sat through that.
What's going on, Franco? You've anointed yourself frontman status.
Look, I'll be honest. I wasn't the one who did that.
That was
a collection of computers that did that.
Guys, what would you want to be if you were in a band? What role would you want to play? Of like any, you can be like groupie or like backstage or whatever.
I think I want to be lead guitarist.
Yeah, I get
that's the coolest one.
Yeah,
I kind of already am my dream one, which is like I'm the photographer.
The photographer.
I like standing behind the DJ when the fireworks go off. It's cool.
Yeah. I feel like I'd like to be the manager.
I could see you doing.
Yeah,
that.
Like a fuck.
I could see you being like a tour manager. Actually,
it'd be fun.
You ever thought about doing that as a job?
Well, I don't know how to do it.
You go on tour with the band and you manage them.
I think there's more to it than that. How do you even get that job? I feel like that's one of those jobs that you just fall into somehow, and I don't know how that.
This is what
be.
I'd like to know about things like this, like the music industry, right?
Mm.
How do you become a tour manager? Because there's a lot that a tour manager has to do. There's a lot of logistical stuff, and you can't really go to school for tour managing. So how do you become one?
I feel like you'd have to be in the music industry, like whether you're, I don't know, a publicist. Let's say you're a publicist, but you work in the music industry. I feel like you would learn a lot of the nuts and bolts, and then that would progress to being able to manage a band and manage a tour and all of that. It'd be like you'd be exposed to it. You'd meet people. They'd be like, oh, come do this come manage this one gig. And then it'd be like, oh, manage their whole tour because you were so good.
I'm friends with a bunch of tour managers. It's kind of the same as like a band. You start very small. You start with your friend's band who wants to do one show in a city that's 100 km away, and you plan their drive and all of that stuff. And then you plan more and more and more, and they get bigger and you get bigger, and you start working with other bands.
It's a bit of a lotto, really. I feel like a lot of this sort of thing is like, well, you hook your ride to the right band and you'll be set for life. You hook your ride to the wrong band and you've spent a number of years making no money and no dent in a real career path.
Yeah, I feel like that's it,
that's
though.
That's pretty much how it works.
Entertainment in general, the entertainment industry, like it's a bit of a lotto. Like, even like you look at some performers who are mediocre, but hit the big time. Do you know what I mean? And there'd be so many great ones who never did. It's just fucking right place, right time sometimes.
You know what you have to do to be successful in the entertainment industry is be born to parents who are rich and or already successful in the industry.
Nepo babies.
Does help. Yep. That definitely does
I've
help.
I've heard that's a really a quickfire way to become successful.
Yeah. Depressing.
So if you're in a band and you're trying to be successful, have you considered just having famous parents?
Yeah.
Just give that a shot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a leg up. That's the thing. It's all about who you know. It's about who you can get in a room with. It's much easier if your parents are already friends with all those promoters and labels and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Are there any tour managers who listen to this podcast who can get in touch with us? And
We
solicit for people all the time and no one ever replies.
No.
There's a lot of bands out there. There's a lot of tours. Surely there is someone who has at some point managed a tour who can just reach out and tell us how it works.
Maybe we could take our podcast on tour and we could learn to be a tour manager by taking our podcast on tour. What do you reckon?
Here's the thing. That sounds great, but it also sounds very expensive.
Mm.
And it sounds like money that we're not going to get back.
You're not a tour manager.
We've got no money.
Well, I know how much a flight costs and I know how much a hotel costs and I know how much we have and those numbers aren't the same.
Yeah, they're not quite adding up.
Yeah, but isn't it all about like, you know, you got to sell tickets and then depending on your ticket sales is what you can afford and your break-even point. I don't know. I never went to business school.
Yeah, look, I don't think we're in a position to tour this podcast.
You don't reckon?
Mm-mm.
Not yet. We'll get there.
Mm. We'll get there. One day.
Yeah.
The Can We Help You Tour. World Tour.
Any day now.
World Tour.
If you would come to the World Tour, let us know.
Oh, yeah, please. CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com or at CanWeHelpYouPodcast on your socials. Will you come to our World Tour?
And while you're there, you can ask a question.
Great idea.
You can pay your listener tax and you can send us any question that's on your mind on the Instagram or if you want to be anonymous on the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Nice. Live podcasts are actually such a vibe. I've never been to a recording of one.
Well, then how do you know?
Because I've listened to podcasts that then – so one, a show called No Such Thing as a Fish, which is Shane's favourite podcast.
Very popular one.
Yeah, very popular. But they sometimes do whole seasons where it's just them doing live shows.
I don't know if I like that. They always sound worse. It's a very different atmosphere when you're on stage and you hear the crowd, you know, laughing along. It's just, it doesn't sound as good.
I don't know. I just feel like it'd be fun to be there so I can appreciate that they've done it and there are people there and that's what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like one here and there, but a whole season's a lot.
I've been to a recording of a live podcast and then I've listened to it back later on. And I think the thing that lets live podcasts down is that no one ever mics the crowd properly. And when you're there, even a crowd of a couple of hundred people, you know, it's great. It's a bit of a vibe. They're, you know, laughing along, clapping along, whatever, screaming. No one mics the crowd. So, you know, when someone makes a joke on the podcast, you just hear a... You know,
and then
that's awkward.
The thing that I absolutely hate because it comes up on my TikTok every single day is when you see a stand-up comedian trying to do crowd work and they're talking to someone in the crowd and the person talks back and you cannot fucking hear a thing they're saying and you've got the subtitles coming up. Yeah. You can't see them. It's the worst. Just put a $5 microphone. Just point it in that direction.
Why has crowd work become such a thing on TikTok? Can I just ask? I'd find it really lame. Am I alone?
Is it that it's become a thing or is it that just those videos are going viral?
I don't know. It's just all over it. And I'm sick of it. It's not that funny.
It can be funny if it's done very well.
Well, the Melbourne Comedy Festival is coming up very soon. No, so maybe we should
feel like
you've done this again. You've done this before. Don't
maybe,
do it again.
You know.
They don't have a room small enough.
What do you mean?
Our parents would come and it would probably only be Jax's parents because Franco, both of our parents live out of state of Melbourne, of Victoria.
My parents wouldn't come.
Just be Mr. and Mrs. Veggie. Not even his sister, because his sister doesn't live in Australia.
No. When I was in uni, can I just put this out there? When I was in uni, I went to a comedy show at the comedy festival that was put on by one of my teachers. And that was in a tiny little room with like 25 seats. And they sold out their four or five shows, so if they can do it, they were no one.
I will say with the Melbourne Comedy Festival, because Melburnians like to think of themselves as highfalutin and very cultured and like, yeah, I'll check out that unknown comedy act. Yeah, it's Melbourne Comedy. Yeah, it's Melbourne Comedy Week. Let's do it. If we just put a show on, someone would show up who'd have no idea who we were.
I think, if we were officially part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival, that's the first hurdle to jump. But if we just book a tiny room and do no promo, we're just going to get a bunch of hipsters that want to find the next big thing.
Yeah, guys, I went to a once at the comedy festival. I went to a man.
Here we go, see.
Dressed as an old man, as a gorilla, sitting on a rocking chair. For an hour and then leaves.
This is what pisses me off about this show.
There was like 150 people there.
And the bar only serves Manhattan.
Yeah. Did you think you were so cultured and cool when you went?
Well, I went there and I was like, I thought it was funny for about 3 minutes and then it just kept going. I was like, I'm
57 minutes to go.
This is why I'm not into, it's like when people are like, oh, and Franco, I know you'll disagree with this, but it's like, let's just go check out that band that's on at the corner hotel. And I'm like, I don't fucking know who they are. I don't want to go because it could be terrible.
But what if it's not? Here's what I'm saying. We're not terrible and people will come and see us.
Jump on the bandwagon.
I completely get that perspective, but I think the thing is, if you're going to see a band at the Corner Hotel specifically, you know that they'll be good.
The Corner is probably a bad example.
Yeah, I know, but like there's venues in Wollongong that I'll just go to because they've got a band on. It's because I trust the venue to pick a good band. There are other places that I would completely avoid because I've been there before and the music was shit.
I don't know. I'm very specific with my music tastes and I don't want to end up at a show that I've paid money for.
But you'll do it for comedy?
Well, at least comedy's supposed to be funny.
Music's supposed to be good.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you actually walk out, Jax? I feel like I don't see you as the kind of person who walks out on a show.
No.
So it wasn't seated. Like it was sort of a warehouse, right?
It was like a standing crowd
on each end of the warehouse, and everyone just kind of walked in and crowded around as man dressed as an old man dressed as a gorilla sat in a rocking chair and rocked for an hour and then left.
So bad.
I walked in and I was like, "Oh, this is funny." And then, you know, every now and then he'd make like a gorilla noise and everyone would go, "Ha ha ha." And that would then, after about 3 minutes, I was like, I'm out. And I literally walked back out the entrance and I was like, not for me.
You're a theatre kid, right? So one of my favourite shows is Girls, which was a like 2010s kind of phenomenon with Lena Dunham. She wrote it. And I fucking loved it and I rewatched it recently. And they're in Brooklyn in New York, so they're all hipsters and fucking into weird shit. And one of the things they do, and I was like, surely this doesn't actually happen, but you might know this, Jack. So one of the members of the group is part of a production where they go to like a repurposed apartment building and each room is its own mini play and you just walk through the rooms. Is that something that would actually happen?
Yeah, it actually happens.
That's kind of cool. Like, I like that idea.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. I've never been to one. I'd like to go to one. And apparently they're amazing. And it's cool because you can, like, I mean, if you go back multiple times, you can follow different people. And, like, there's one I think that was in LA not all that long ago and the reviews were like, you know, my wife and I split up, we followed different people and then we, like, crossed over and then we, like, you know, went off on our separate ways again. I reckon that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A young man dressed as an old man dressed as a gorilla rocks on a rocking chair for an hour and then leaves.
I can't believe you went to that.
That's closer to like that's art, not comedy. I feel like really means something.
Does it?
It's similar to, you know, staring at one of those all white paintings for an hour. Like some people get some meaning out of it, but some people are just pretending.
That's just what pisses me off about shit like that. I'm like, fuck off, you're trying to tell me that. You know, I'm one of those people who will argue against, it was my cousin, we were at an art gallery together and one of the installations was a bunch of oyster shells on the floor. And we had recently been down the South Coast at my parents' place where we eat lots of oysters. And I was like, we could have fucking made this. I'm one of those people.
That's the thing. That's what everyone says in an art gallery. I could have done that. So why didn't you?
Because exactly. No one will buy why it. I'm nobody. I'm not an artist. So no one's going to buy it. If I was an artist and I had connections and I went, here's my latest piece. It's my empty wine glass with just a little bit of red in it and an orange peel. They'd be like, yes, bravo, take it. It's oh my God, we'll pay thing. You money. No, I'm not an artist though.
If you start at like a small gallery, just like the man dressed as an old man dressed as a gorilla started in a small little warehouse, then you can work your way up to MoMA exactly right. with your oyster shells.
Can I say, I am apparently at the NGV in Victoria, the National Gallery of Victoria.
Is this the banana skin? The banana?
Well, no, there's the banana. So first,
sellotape to a wall. Yep.
Yep.
Fuck off. Fuck
love
right
that.
Off.
I love that.
No.
It's a commentary on art itself.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine how much that artist got paid to make a commentary on art itself. No, what I was going to say is apparently there's a setup with a screen, and I don't know if you've seen on socials or TikTok, there's a girl who like, I guess, dances or moves to, you know, those metal crushery things, those
oh my God,
heavy
yes
metal crushery things.
Yes,
oh, yeah, the things that are all things over TikTok, the hydraulic presses.
The hydraulic yes presses, and there's yeah a girl who, like, dresses up as the thing that's being pressed, and as it gets pressed, she, like, dances with the thing as that if she's the thing being pressed.
That's funny.
I feel like that was on TikTok,
it's
like,
art
5 years ago. That's and now what? So it's funny a live performance of that?
No, it's the video in NGV. It's art.
Oh.
But that's funny. I'd watch that as a comedy show.
It's art, man.
You are
see,
art, man.
I think just with that as an idea, if you're an aspiring comedian, you could always go to the comedy festival, sign up, do your show, absolutely bomb, make nobody laugh, and then yeah sell the recording of that to an art gallery yeah and call it art.
I agree. I was
trying to foster, you know, a sense of tension yeah in the room.
Yeah. It's anti-comedy.
Oh my God. Okay.
Guys.
You guys can have that one for free. Any stand-up comedians who want to become artists, all yours.
All right. Hey, should we get your bloody question?
Yeah, look, actually.
I think we should.
Hit the music. I've got a question that's about real work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As someone who works in the arts, I find that quite offensive. Oh, but
podcasting is hardly arts. I work in news. It's not arts.
It's the arts industry, guys. Yeah. We're all artists. Mm.
Yes, we all are.
Oh, look, don't get me wrong. I like art, but just fuck off with your bananas taped to a wall. Like, just fuck off.
You know what? In 20 or 30 or 40 years, this might be in an art gallery. You don't know.
Yeah, only if one of us put it in. Yeah. All right. So Ronnie has written to us. Ronnie is 17 and they're asking for a little bit of advice around work.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
So Ronnie writes, I am just starting university this year, but I also want to earn some extra money. So I have some savings in the bank for next year and beyond. The tricky thing is I've got no work experience due to a combination of family illness, personal illness, focusing on study, focusing on extracurricular activities. I've got no prior work experience. Over summer, I applied for every job I possibly could, but no one has hired me. Do you have any tips to find jobs and then get them? Any thoughts on what I can do to help myself keep busy and maybe make some money if I don't get a job? Also, if you have any tips for uni, I'll take those too. Can you help me? Oh, Ronnie also had a really nice message, which kind of comes off as offensive at first, but it gets nice. Ronnie wrote, I love the show. Whenever I can't sleep, I chuck on an episode of Can We Help You?
We put you right to sleep.
As it distracts me from my busy brain and makes me laugh and feel safe. You do a fabulous job. Thank you. So that was lovely from
thanks,
Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie. So, yeah. Thank you, Ronnie. Both comedians and art.
Sure.
What? How is that?
Just don't.
No, we're putting Ronnie to sleep. It's the opposite of art.
It calms down their busy brain just because we ramble about fucking nonsense like art and comedy men in gorilla suits. So good basically, night, Ronnie is trying to get a job with no experience, just a summer job. Well, it's not summer anymore, but you know.
The old job catch 22.
Yeah. Ronnie, I mean, it's been a long time since I was looking for... My God, it's been like, yeah, it's been quite a while since my very first job, I was 13, which was under the legal working limit.
And that was like 40 years ago. Wow. So.
That was, so you had what, technically an illegal job?
Yeah.
Were you working for like a family business
or
something?
No, it wasn't a family business. It was this little restaurant that opened up near my house and it was like a suburban restaurant.
Right,
and they fucking hired me to wait tables. I was 13. I had no idea what I was doing. Crazy. I can't believe they did it. So I started work at a very young age, and that was kind of one of those things that because it was a small thing, they just were like, and I lived nearby. They're like, yeah, come wait tables. It didn't last very long.
How much did you get paid?
$10 an hour. Pretty good
in
those days.
Good for 13.
Yep, pretty good.
In those days.
And then I did Michelle's Patisserie, which I got fired from. I did Gelatissimo for a long time. That was a good job. Oh, I enjoyed working at Gelatissimo. I got really fat.
I would currently love working at Gelatissimo.
I'd love to work at Gelatissimo.
Oh, my God. It was the best job in high school because we could eat all the gelato we wanted. That's why I say I got really fat and I'm not literally, but I did put on weight because I was just eating gelato four nights a week after school and then taking it home. And banana bread and coffee and milkshakes.
Yeah.
Our boss let us eat. He would watch us on the cameras and call and be like, why aren't you wearing your hat? But he wouldn't care if we ate everything in the shop as long as we were wearing our fucking hats. but, I mean, I don't know if it's different these days, but for me, like, it's probably quite different these days, but I just walked in with a resume. Or I knew someone who worked there and when the boss said, oh, we need another casual, they'd go, oh, my friend can do it.
Yeah. The thing is, jobs, especially when you have no experience or you're trying to get into a new industry or something like that, I mean, if you know someone or you can know someone or you have friends, it's like 10 trillion percent easier for you to get a job as well.
For specific industry jobs, yeah, that is right. Especially our industry where you don't need to, you know, have a medical degree.
I would say pretty much any industry. Well, I get what you're saying, Franco. Yes, there are some industries where you need a prerequisite like a medical degree. But even then, if you know someone and you're friends with someone, it's going to be much easier for you to get a job than if you're just, you know, cold applying from the street.
Yeah.
It does sound true. Like, yeah, like that is definitely true what you're saying. But it sounds like Ronnie is kind of open to any job.
No,
like,
Ronnie's just like looking for a uni job. So Ronnie just needs a job that and that's why I use my Gelatissimo, because that was just so that I had money. That was all that was.
You work at Macca's, Ronnie? Like, surely places like Macca's and things like that, they're not looking for, I mean, you know, it's been a long time, again, since I've looked for entry-level jobs and you know, casual jobs like that. But I couldn't imagine they'd be looking for, you know, oh, if you want to work the till at Macca's, you got to have 4 years experience, you know? I mean, surely.
I mean, Macca's was my first job and I'm just going to assume that maybe Ronnie just wants a little bit of dignity and just wants a job that's like, you know, slightly enjoyable.
No.
Hey, haven't you seen the Macca's website that says their training is world renowned
or
something?
It is very good. A lot of places do hold the McDonald's training to quite a high standard. I would say, Ronnie, though, maybe I don't know what sort of jobs you've applied for, but you might have to lower your expectations. If you're trying to get an entry-level job, you're going to have to be a shit kicker. You're going to have to work for pretty shit pay in somewhere you might not like McDonald's or a gelato shop. But, you know, some places, like those small places, I'm sure that if you walked in with a resume in some of those places, they would still have people in there who'd be like, yeah, cool, we're actually looking for a casual now. Come do a trial shift on Saturday.
Some places you don't even have to take a resume in, I would say. You just walk in and say, are you guys looking for anyone?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion, actually, for a job that has dignity, pays pretty well, don't need a heap of experience. If you can get a promo gig, you just need to be basically kind of well put together.
Need to be friendly.
Friendly, a bit outgoing. If you're any of those things, Ronnie, promo's the greatest. That was my, my McDonald's was promo and it was the greatest.
Do you want to explain what that is, though, because some people who don't know the industry might not know what a promo job is.
So promo job is generally basically like a brand, you know, they put on an activation
Didn't you do vodka?
I did vodka. There's a few different things you can do in promo, but I did a vodka brand hey, we need people to go out to, you know, bottle shops and sample vodka. And you go out there, you set up your little stall and you pour shots of vodka and you say, hey, you want to try this vodka? That's it. I did a coffee one where I if someone bought a packet of this particular coffee and they came over to me, I got to hand them a free coffee grinder. That was it. That's all I had to do. And I just had to chill there all day and just hand them free coffee grinders. Other times, you know, like you would represent a brand and you go out, you talk to people about a brand, or you give them – a lot of the time it's just giving out free stuff.
You are going to be that annoying person, though, standing in the street or standing in a bottle shop being like, Hi, would you like to try? But fuck it. Who cares? Chill. You just need some money. Who cares? You don't take it personally. You know that they're not personally rejecting you. They just don't want to talk to anyone. I've done that work as well. Actually, I did it for wines. I think we talked about it before. That was a really good uni job that I had.
That's a great uni job. And you know what? The cool thing about promo is it's like times when like you might do a morning shift and then you can go to uni and then you can go home, or you can go to uni, go to a promo shift and then go home. The pay's pretty good. I also then from that got into costume work where I would be in a costume, you know, and I'd have a handler or a whatever and we'd wander around and I would just be in the costume, you know, waving and, you know, shaking people's hands and hugging kids and things like that.
I don't think I knew this about you.
Were you dressed as like a vodka bottle?
I did a few ones. I did sumo salad once where I was the sumo from sumo salad.
Oh my. All right, Jax, I just need to know.
Yeah.
Are there photos in the world that exist?
Yeah. Let me bring one up for you.
Well, we're not going to be able to see him. It's just going to be a giant sumo salad.
I obviously have a very much neglected our social media, but you better believe this is going up.
So I was the sumo at Sumo Salad once upon a time.
That's a good point. Does your face poke out at all, or is it just a photo of it?
There you go.
No, he's just the sumo.
Just the
My God.
Wow.
Did you ever have kids run up to you and like kick you?
Yeah. Punch you?
I don't really remember. The good thing about suit work is that because it's very it's warm in there. There was one that I got to do, which was was actually like an ear pump one. And that was great because you could just go for as long as you wanted. But most of them were quite warm. And so you could only go out for a certain amount of time. Like you were limited to you know, once it hit 15 minutes, then you had to go and take a 20-minute break.
Yeah.
And then you go out for 15 minutes and
then
you go take a 20-minute break.
Very unhealthy to be in. Yeah, and then you get the ones that have got air conditioning built in.
So I had one of them. That was great. But the pay was your promo pay is good to begin with, but this is you get extra pay for being in the suit. You get paid for the, you know, quote unquote breaks that you take. You know, it's not like an actual work break. It's like you have to not be in the suit for a certain amount of time. And then I did one once, which was a public holiday at Easter. I was dressed as a platypus or something. So I got I was getting $70 an hour to be a platypus somewhere in the city.
I feel like it would be quite freeing as well because no one can see you. You're just hidden. That's great. Ronnie, just quickly as well, I don't know what you're studying, but I did childcare work. I wasn't studying childcare. I just had a connection to this particular place. But is there something, whatever you're studying at uni, is there an entry-level thing you could do as part of that? So a lot of the people I worked with at childcare were studying education or teaching or whatever and were working at an out-of-school hours care as well to kind of bulk up their experience. So maybe there's something.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
In your thing would work.
Your uni probably has a job board too. A lot of unis have job boards or internship boards and you can do things like that. Or alternately, you might just have to volunteer on something for a little bit to, you know, you can pop that on your resume, and then that makes it a bit easier when you go somewhere and you're like, hey, I do have experience. It's volunteer, but it's experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine. And I think like what most employers, pretty much anywhere across hospitality or whatever job you're going to go for, they're just going to look for someone who does something, is passionate about something. It doesn't need to have been paid work. If you want to, like, you know, start your own business, like side hustle kind of thing, and just like show that you are doing something with your time, I think that's the most valuable
thing. That's another point. Is there something you could do in your community that could net you some money? So dog walking is huge at the moment. I would say though, if you don't have experience with dogs, or you don't like dogs, or you don't know dogs, don't do dog walking. But as an example, that is something where people,
or tutoring.
Tutoring, 100%.
Music lessons.
Gardening, you know? Stuff. Yeah, there's so much that you could do. And if you're in some sort of, like in our local community, like people know each other, so they refer and all of that stuff. So that could be another way you could earn money that's not. And then when you do want to apply for other jobs, you say, oh, well, I was a tutor for 2 years while I was at uni.
Yeah. Or drop shipping. Apparently that's a thing.
What the fuck's drop shipping?
No, that was a thing. It was a thing.
What?
It's pretty much like you directly contact like factories in China, and you get them to make their shitty product with your name on it, and you sell it for a much higher price. And like there's all of these courses that you'll find online about how to do it properly and how to do it cheaply, and you make $1 million a day and all of this.
Do we know someone who did this?
Pretty much. Yes. Yes, we did. And from what I can tell, it's very similar to the whole crypto thing, where you'll see the most successful dropshippers have all decided to do a course for some reason, as if like maybe that's the thing that is actually making more money.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty unethical, hey?
Do I'm not do dropshipping.
I think that's pretty yucky.
Yeah.
Just saying. There's always an option.
Oh, geez, it's my job, isn't it?
Oh my God. You have one job.
I closed the one tab job. And everything.
Do you know what? You, not only do you have one job, it's not even the job that you were hired for. You have one job that we like lowered from your actual job to be like, oh, well, I guess Franco can do this and he's not going to do his actual job. And that's your one job that you have to do.
Don't you dare worry, because if you check our socials, Can We Help You Podcast on Instagram.
When was the last one we posted?
You will, right now, because you're going to see a photo of Jax as a sumo.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I love this.
And that's the final riff of today's show, folks. Thanks for rocking out with us on Can We Help You? I'm Franco with the bandmates Sash and Jax, signing off but never slowing down.
Oh.
Keep on following our tour on socials. Oh my God, we're not actually touring.
We're touring, Can We Help You Podcast
and drop by our backstage at canwehelpyoupodcast.com for more exclusive content.
No, incorrect.
Until next time, keep your spirit loud and your music louder.
Oh. Don't know about that. Okay. Our backstage is the Ronnie Room, which also doesn't get much love, but it's
there. Canwehelpyoupodcast.com/room.
It is just a Facebook group as well. You can just type in the Ronnie Room and find it that way, maybe. But, visit us there. Head over to the socials. Ask us your questions. Pay your listener tax.
Yeah, definitely.
If you have any questions of any kind, they could be about music, they could be about jobs, they could be about Maccas. Send them our way.
Send them our way. All right. Well, that's it for another week.
It is indeed.
Let's go and do something else.
Let's go rock out.
Let's go rock out. Let's start a band, guys.
Fuck off. Play the music.
You're in America. Play the music.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.